Listening, part 1. Now you are going to listen to 5 people talking about traveling. Read the opinions from A to F and complete the task. One opinion is extra. Speaker 1. Apart from people with children of school age who have little choice when to take their holiday, I have very little sympathy for people who mourn about delays. Why do they not use their imagination and go somewhere a little more interesting and a little less crowded? And why do people choose to go on holiday in July and August? I take my annual holidays in October or November. Right now, the weather is beautiful in the UK. You have to be crazy to want to go somewhere else. This way, I enjoy the best of both worlds. Summer in sunny England and autumn in sunny Spain. Speaker 2. Why do people keep going on package holidays? Arrange it yourself and save lots of money. We've just come back from the Algarve. We drove there and back through France and Spain. It took 3 days to get there, as we stopped off every 2 or 3 hours to have something to eat and drink or just to look around and swim in the sea. You get to see a heck of a lot more places too. We booked our hotel on the internet and arranged car cover with a French version of the AA, who only charged us £56 for total travel cover. So no waiting at airports, no coaches, no enforced walks, no taxis and no grumpy people. Take it from me, it was a fabulous holiday. Speaker 3. I had a wonderful week's holiday in Ibiza that was only slightly spoiled by a coach driver strike. The holiday reps did everything they could to get us to the airport on time and did not cope too badly considering their circumstances. The airline was awful though. They put us on to a different plane. They had no food or drink on board. It went to the wrong airport, so we were put on another plane, still without any refreshments, back to London. No apology either. And at Gatwick, I had to wait for over 2 hours whilst the baggage handlers unloaded the plane, with no explanation for the delay. In fact, they only managed to do 4 other planes in that time. It would have helped if someone from the firm we flew with had been there to sort things out, but then they were probably too busy guessing where their other planes were landing. Speaker 4. No matter how careful you are and whatever precautions you take, there is always a chance that your luggage will be lost at an airport. If your appearance matters to you, and especially if you are traveling on business, it can take a lot of worry out of a journey. If you carry everything you need for one night and one smart day in your hand luggage, there are always some things that people love to wear more than others. So it's best to make sure that the one thing you pick for your hand luggage is the one you would most hate to lose. That way, if the rest are lost, you can at least comfort yourself with the thought that your favorite is still with you. It has happened to me twice, and each time having something smart to wear the next day saved my life. Speaker 5. I had a barbecue in my back garden and invited some friends over to enjoy the weather in that well-known sun spot called London. I don't understand why people take small kids to places like Spain. A small child will be hard-pressed to tell the difference between Majorca and Bournemouth in the summer. You don't have to change your currency, and even having to put up with the problem of our rail system has to be better than flight delays at either end of the trip. If finding things to keep the kids occupied is your main holiday concern, take a bit more time and care in choosing your destination and a child-friendly way of getting there.